Best Day program is on the air again.
Yes.
Could you stop with that?
Following us, Conquest of the World. The Best Day program. You see, you're going to be left behind in the dust because you're not buying into the concept.
You know what?
Roberta's buying into the concept.
You know what?
I bought into
it. Right now, everybody's gone, huh? What happened to Doug Stephan's Good Day program? I wonder where that is. Click. Let me go see if I can find it. Maybe they switched.
A better day, a best. Well, they don't recognize my voice. Is that what you're suggesting?
Right.
People don't, after all this time, recognize my voice.
Yeah. Where's the Good Day program at?
Not confusing. Jack Stockwell is here with us. Dr. Jack is an upper crust sort of guy. He works on the upper part of your body. Therefore, he's a member of the upper crust. I don't know why I thought that was clever, but it's just one of those things. Jack.
Me either.
No, I think that was clever. That was pretty good.
Was it clever?
Okay. Well, it's better than working on the other end.
Later on in this hour, by the way, we're going to help you find a mortgage. It comes up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, Jack will help you find health. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard me talk about this. You often listen on our affiliate in Salt Lake City. So I was talking, actually, I think it was during this hour. Yes, it was during this hour. We were into the Farm Bill and how it created the reality of our illnesses and the things that were supported by hundreds of billions of dollars of tax credits and of
subsidies.
Basically gifts and subsidies
to
the big corporate entities. So I found something else out. This is how it really, really works. So those of you who followed yesterday's program, and then you know what I'm talking about. A quick primer for those of you who were not around. And let this be a lesson to you, too, by the way. You must listen to every moment because you're going to lose a nugget that's important. And yesterday's nugget was going through the Farm Bill and understanding how crazy it is for us to be supporting farmers the way we do instead of letting the marketplace do what it does best, and how the subsidies have screwed up everything, and how when there are disasters, certain farmers can apply for disaster relief. When the President, George Bush, declared Texas a disaster area after the shuttle came apart, remember that story? From how many years ago was that? 5 years ago? When did the shuttle come apart over Texas? Anyway, a disaster area. So that allowed farmers and ranchers to apply for federal funds that had nothing to do with the Challenger. It wasn't the Challenger. What was the it was the Challenger.
Yes,
wasn't it?
It was.
The Challenger. Okay. So the Challenger comes down over Texas, and the president declares a disaster area, so farmers get $4.5 million worth of subsidies just because they found a way through a disaster. You can't give money out unless it's a disaster. Okay, define a disaster. Well, anything the president says is a problem. So the president declares it a disaster area, and these guys get their subsidies. And those who didn't get subsidies because they didn't fit into a particular economic strata, they figured out a way around that, not only in Texas, but elsewhere. According to a study done by the Joint Committee on Revenue in Congress, here's what happens. Farmers that had corporations that didn't get credits, like there was a 3% tax credit on barn building, that kind of stuff, but because this corporate entity didn't get the subsidy because they didn't fit into the description, the guy broke the company up, and now the farm is owned by his children and his wife and him and a couple of other people. So now they can individual, because they made more as a single entity than the government allowed for you to get any subsidies. But individually, as they broke the company up, they all qualified for $100,000 basic relief payment from the farm, from the agriculture department. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's the old American way.
Yeah. So under the circumstance, what we were talking about is the way the Farm Bill supports the growers. And if it's corn, for example, you get all kinds of corn subsidies. Now, corn in and of itself is great, but corn, high fructose corn syrup, is not great. And that's one of the reasons that we had so much of it, is because the government gave so many subsidies to the farmers for corn that it became really cheap to be able to buy the corn and therefore they made high fructose corn syrup out of it, and that's why everybody's getting fat. We are subsidizing the products and companies that are making products that make us fat.
Now, yeah, you'd tell almost me think that there was some kind of a dynamic behind all of this to keep, you know, it's like vampire bats.
Yeah.
They don't kill the cow. They just come in for a nightly feeding.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how far down the rabbit hole we want to go with this on your show this morning. But
well,
there's an interesting dynamic out there that wants to keep a certain portion of the population in a certain condition so they can continue
yes.
to make money off of it.
Right. Or they can continue to make money in any number of different ways. Subsidies from the government is one of them. And so, but the main reason that you're here is to talk about health and well-being. And so the reason I brought that up is because it seems isn't ironic, and people think I'm cynical about this stuff, but it's right before your very ears.
Well, I don't think you're cynical at all. I don't think you're cynical at all. I think you are right on the mark. And another thing they're discovering now is that high fructose corn syrup is full of mercury. Yeah. The mercury content of high, because of the way they make it, and it's manufactured artificially. You don't get high fructose corn syrup out of corn. You have to alter the whole chemical design.
Right.
And because of the way that it's made, it has a high mercury content in it, as opposed to just normal old corn syrup that does come from corn.
I remember, do you remember Karo syrup as a kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was used in place of we would use it on pancakes and stuff. Tasted horribly. Yeah, God. But that's because it wasn't sweet, and it was actually good for you. You know, we think, we've customized our palate to like things that are only sweet. And so when you have things in your, it's like drinking Moxie. Anybody ever remember drinking Moxie?
No, we didn't have that down here. That was you.
Moxie is a drink that is actually extraordinarily good for you, but it tastes like you know what. And that's the same thing with Karo syrup. Put that on your pancakes and you'll puke. But it actually was good for you. And so anyway, how many things can we find that are good for us that are not tasty? And so then these guys all work to try to make it taste good. Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, will tell you everything is based on taste. What people buy, what their food choices are, all based on taste. And so if we are from the very beginnings taught by what we're fed to not object to broccoli, carrots, whatever it is that's good for us, then there's a whole different thing. But we are giving into the desires of our children because they are so influenced by advertising on some of these kids' programs. Mommy, 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 I want some whatever it is, Choco Bits or whatever they call that stuff.
Well, here's another thing to consider is that babies that aren't breastfed, almost always, of course, unless mama is smart enough to put her own formula together, will buy the commercial baby formulas. And if you look at the ingredients on a can of baby formula, Enfamil or Similac, it doesn't matter, and they have different varieties of each one, the number one ingredient or the number two ingredient, it never goes beyond that, is sugar. Mm-hmm. And if that thing wasn't loaded with sugar, kids would never, or babies would never drink that crap anyway.
Well, but yesterday,
from even before they can walk, they have been hooked on sugar by drinking those formulas.
Well, yesterday we were talking about an ad that appeared, Richie found it, in the 1950s for 7-Up. And the ad basically showed a baby with a 7-Up bottle in his mouth instead of a baby bottle. And the ad claimed that 7-Up was good for babies.
Remember the cigarette commercials that said it aids digestion.
This ad actually said, mix a little bit of your 7-Up in with their milk bottle to get them to drink it if you're having a hard time getting them to drink it. It's tasty good.
Yeah. And what did they say about cigarettes? It was good for you. I never heard that.
Remember
before.
That? The old. No. I can't remember the brand. I seem to think it was
Camel.
It may even have been Camel, but remember it aids digestion. That was from back in the 50s, a cigarette commercial.
Hold on, that is on YouTube. Let me see if I can find it. They're hysterical. Yeah. To watch those old ads for just liquor and tobacco and all this stuff from the 50s, it is hysterical.
Oh, we'd rather fight than switch. What was that cigarette? I can't remember that one. But there was all these fights between cigarette commercials where they wouldn't actually come out and say, this will improve your health. But that was the underlying idea. It will help you to relax. It'll help you to get into a reposed state of mind and thinking. And we were just under a barrage of this stuff until the Congress started looking seriously at this and started banning whiskey commercials or alcohol commercials on TV and banning cigarette commercials. But
see,
originally,
that's...
this stuff made you feel better, and that's what we want. We want things that taste good, and we want things that will make us feel better, even if it's an outright lie.
So, under the circumstances, we're hypocrites, because we all do radio programs. We all have advertisements for various things. You and I are talking about a product. We talk about e-foods, for example.
Yes.
Here's a product that's really extraordinarily good, extraordinarily well thought out, well marketed. The concept of having food that lasts for 20 or 25 years, that is good and healthy food, not garbage. It comes out of a program that was created by NASA to make sure the people in the out in space have good nutritional food. But you know, under the circumstances, are we making claims that later on may not prove to be true?
Well, a lot of times, you know, it's a decade or two or three decades down the road before somebody tries to find out a problem. But because there are agencies within the USDA and the Agricultural Department, and you've made a clear distinction many times on your show which one of which regulates the aspect of the industry.
Right.
Because they are so introspective anymore, and they're watching everything that comes down the pike. Usually something can't last more than a year or two out there in the marketplace if there's anything wrong with it.
All right, you have to hear this commercial. I found this on YouTube. It's asking
what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? Tens of thousands of doctors in all branches of medicine in all parts of the country were asked that question. What cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel. Yes, surveys show more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Smoke Camels, the cigarette so many doctors enjoy.
Right. So what does that tell you
priceless.
About
priceless.
Surveys in general? The survey says that more doctors enjoy Camel cigarettes. All right. So let's carry that through to stuff that we are being surrounded with today. Polls and surveys of people. Well, what drink do you prefer? Well, I prefer whatever. You fill in the blank.
But just what fascinates me about this is that only 50 years later, we're looking at this laughing that
right.
they were so stupid.
So what else are we going to laugh about
so
in 50
years
from
now right, exactly.
Right.
What are we going to be going, oh, yeah. My God, I can't believe we used to eat that stuff.
I'm going to tell you. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, the processed foods. You know, Richie mentioned this yesterday on the show about how the real nutritious aspect of food has been taken out of food in exchange for shelf life. It won't be long before we're looking back at all the mold inhibitors, the color stabilizers, the flavor enhancers,
you got it.
All these things that have been put into foods
yep.
and directly linked to brain cancer,
yep.
heart disease,
yep.
Yep. diabetes.
Yep.
Then we'll be looking
at
cigarettes going, they really weren't that bad, were they?
Well, but then you see, that's the whole thing. When you get right down to brass tacks, that is how, in terms of recollection of what we had when we were eating things as kids, what we're eating now, the locavore movement is changing all of that because
just
people are realizing.
Just common sense.
Yeah. Hello, buy food, eat food, think it through what's good for your body and what isn't good for your body. Check out Dr. Jack Stockwell through DougStefan.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sit still when this song's playing.
Good stuff, man.
Yep, as you know, we have little snippets of good songs that have connections to us. This is number one song this week in 1977 by the Sanford Townsend Band, Smoke from a Distant Fire. Crank it up, Richie.
Love those keyboards.
If things are the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold.
What's the question, Rich?
Which one of those guys is Fred Sanford?
The guy third from the left.
Really? Living. I got a new hit song, baby. Coming up here. Oh.
All right, so now I'm using all of our technology here.
Lamont.
I have my iPad in front of me. Also have a... Is this an Apple, isn't it? No, it's not an Apple. Okay, I thought it
was iPad? Oh, no,
no,
the laptop?
No. Well, the iPad is an Apple.
Right.
But I'm looking at a laptop, and I just put in...
Take 60 seconds and give yourself a pat on the back.
Why?
Doug is broadcasting with this new little piece of equipment that we have that allows him to just hook up to the internet, and boom, there he is in our studio. Sitting there getting all of his prep, which usually is 50 pages. Doug kills about a tree a week.
Yeah.
Printing out all of his prep. Instead, today he's looking at it on his iPad.
I like to have it handy. I go from one thing to the next, and I don't have to be slaves to how I find myself. I ferret around on the web.
That's why they make technology work for you.
I understand that. Right. So that's it, Richie.
And then you have a laptop sitting there grabbing some other stuff. So
right.
Cruising
so here I put in, I don't usually do this. Even with my own website, I don't spend as much time there as I probably should in order to make sure it's working the way that we want it to work. At any rate, I put in Doug Steffen in the search bar and came up with an ungodly amount of stuff here. The first thing that came up was the story about the Montana barbecue restaurant that sued the publisher for making it the butt of a joke on the Jay Leno program. That was something we talked about, I think, yesterday.
It was a former employee that had listed it in the Yellow Pages or online or something like
right.
that as a
carcass removal service. Right. Yeah. So that means it must have been hit. That story must have been hit a lot because that's at the top of the... Isn't that what that means?
Yeah, results. Yes. Yeah, search optimization. Yeah. Search engine
shows
optimization.
Shows 3,900 results for DougSteffen.com. What the heck else? I mean, how much stuff have I done there? Is it
there was that thing with the Chappaquiddick and the bridge and Ted Kennedy that still comes up quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, number two on the search bar is the Queen of Cheap.
Yes, that's very popular.
Really?
How about that? Yeah. And then there's a story, yesterday's poll about SpongeBob blamed for poor attention. This is pretty good the way, and it has to be, doesn't it? Stand to reason that the stuff that comes up is the stuff that's on top is what's being searched most.
When you
by
search Doug Steffen, those are the most popular things
right
now.
It's the Good Day photo album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have pictures of life on the farm. Doesn't that sound bucolic? Dougie's Life on the Farm. I'm going to change the name of it, by the way, Rich. No longer is it going to be called Eastley Farm. It's going to be called Doug Steffens' Best Farm.
Yeah.
From now on.
I think that'll be wildly popular.
It's the best farm.
That's right.
We have this thing going on today, folks, in case you haven't gathered what's what and who's who. The best farm. All right. Here's a... wait a minute. What's this? Oh, Oberweis. I'm in Chicago today and tomorrow, and the Oberweis Dairy sells their bottles of milk, and the logo on the outside of the bottle says simply the best. So... this it could be the best in Chicago. We'll have the best in Boston, right? How about
right.
this? Robert, aren't you impressed, though, that all of this stuff that you're working on shows up as well as it does?
Absolutely. I am yeah. I'm shocked, in fact, but I am so pleased. It's wonderful. And I hope people are saving lots and lots and lots of money.
You guys.
It's a learning experience.
You're both so wonderful. You're both
so wonderful.
Moment, we're
going
to teach you how to... get to your financial level of freedom that you want. That's coming up next on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Microsoft unveiled its newest operating system, Windows 8, at this year's Build conference. The interface puts a heavy emphasis on touchscreen use and sharing content with friends through a sidebar called Share Charm. The other most notable feature is a universal search for documents, social networks, and applications. In other news, Facebook is introducing a new way to organize your friends into usable smaller lists. Similar to Google Plus's circles, you can create groups of friends and choose to share specific content with only that group. Look out for the update later this week. And finally, Google rolled out the first phase of its flight search, letting users plan travel with open-ended search queries. It currently only supports searches for travel to major cities through economy class round-trip flights, but expect a robust flight planner in the future. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, solutions fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Best Day program. Okay. We can be silly if we want. Why not? The video of the day today, actually, I'm fascinated. I'm sort of working around a number of the videos of the day in the last 3 or 4 days, Roberta.
Yeah.
Remember the futuristic tennis shoes Michael J. Fox wore in the second Back to the Future movie? Nike has made them a reality. They're auctioning off a limited number of them. To raise money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I thought was kind of cool. That's why we are promoting it. It's at the Video of the Day box, just below the on-air Doug Steffen's Good Day is Currently Live banner at DougSteffen.com. All right? See if you can get a pair of those. That would be kind of cool. But and the money's all for something good. Good, 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 good. Fred Arnold is an interesting fellow. He's in the financial business, financial world, if you will. Seasoned veteran in the areas of mortgage lending and public speaking together, mm-hmm. trying to help people out. He began his career about 20 years ago, went to California State in Northridge. He's with American Family Funding. His business, Roberta, mm-hmm. is 100% referral-based.
Wow.
So
that
far,
says something.
It is, especially when you consider that he's helped his clients get about $1 billion worth of mortgage loans in the past 20 years or so. His beliefs certainly would help us understand how he's gotten to where he is, because there are a lot of people who are in the mortgage business. I may want you to help me, Fred, as a matter of fact, find a mortgage after I get rid of a few that I already have. So, Fred Arnold, we welcome you to a good day. Tell me a little about you and the business of finding mortgages. Today, we're told that there is lots of mortgage money, but you have to qualify by being a saint. If you're a saint, you get the money.
Mother Teresa has to sanction you.
Right, exactly. Mother Teresa says, okay, give this guy the loan.
Otherwise,
fine,
forget
other than
it.
That, you're out of here. So well, how do you work around that?
You have to have a job for once. You have to have a job. You have to have pretty good credit. You know, kind of went back to the 1970s. In the 1970s, if you wanted to get a loan, you had to do more than just, you know, pass the fogging the mirror test. You really have to do the right things. And the second thing that, Doug, that's crystal clear to me is you have to check the right boxes as a loan mortgage professional. What I mean by that is it's more challenging because it's different. It's more challenging because there's more obstacles, but if you understand what those obstacles are as a mortgage professional, and you tackle them up front with your client, you're going to be okay. And then the last thing is you have to solicit borrowers that can qualify, and you're banging your head against the ground when you're looking for stated income borrowers and you're looking for borrowers that really have poor credit. And in the past, those borrowers would go to subprime. And so I reduced the frustration by trying to go to a market that I know financially will qualify. So I've been able to keep my sanity because of that. But Congress, not just Congress, the federal government regulation has so overregulated our industry that if you understand the regulation very well and you prepare your client up front, you can usually maneuver around them. The challenge is a lot of loan originators are living in, you know, the 2000s. And the fact that you don't have to check all the boxes. As a consumer, the consumers are getting more educated and trying to get stuff up front, too. So it's getting better, but it is over-regulation, and it is over-qualifying in almost every instance that we have now.
Well, isn't it a question of finding a happy medium? I listened to some political fellows earlier today talk about how no matter what your business, you are responsible for the problems that we've had in our economy, which, of course, is just plain ludicrous. It's stupid for anybody to say that. But having said that, the government in collusion with the biggest banks did kind of screw the taxpayer, right?
Well, what really happened was they made the money so darn loose back in 2007, 2008, they're making up for past sins by making it that much more difficult. Not only are they making it difficult, because understand, Doug, that the government controls most of the loans because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac buy most of the loans. So they set the regulatory tone. On top of that, the thing people don't get is every bank, the top five banks in the country, the top five cartel, they have a monopoly on mortgage lending because they buy almost all the loans and they sell them to Fannie and Freddie. And they're adding what's called overlays. In other words, their own requirement. Like, I don't like a borrower that has a credit that's X. I don't like a borrower that has X, Y, or Z. And so they add this overlay. So as mortgage professionals, we're trying to figure out, okay, will Chase buy the loan under this circumstance? Because it's a pretty good loan, but it does have this little quirk. And or this is a condo that has this quirk. Where do we sell the loan to? Because every financial institution that buys the big loans has added their own overlay. So not only do we have the Fannie Freddie rules, which are more stringent and more expensive than ever, and that's controlled by the federal government, we now have all the banks who I think are controlled by the federal government to an extent, because if they can't ask for money anymore, so they got to be good boys to an extent. They're adding their own overlays. So that's what the real challenge is right now. So you got the regulatory environment. Another thing that was interesting is before the CFPB, we were controlled by about five different entities, maybe six. So every one of these entities was giving their own prescription to a sick patient. And all the entities, they're all well, the ideas were all well-founded, but when combined, they made the patient, they made the mortgage industry, they made the real estate industry more, even sicker, because the concoctions of what they were trying to do didn't mix together. And so there was a combination of a lot, and everyone trying to fix the sins of the mortgage industry that they believed were wronging the American people.
Fred Arnold is here from American Family Funding. What do you advise people, banks versus credit unions? Which one is easier, better? Is there a general synopsis, or is it the individual? Now, that, as a lover of credit unions and somebody who's used them and supported them, I have no use for the big banks at all, even though a lot of them advertise on my program. That's fine. But when it comes to actually getting some service, most of the time I found over the years that credit unions are much better. I have a little local bank in my town that I deal with. But for the most part, the credit unions are little in every town, are they not? Yeah. They're a small entity, and they're tightly run by your men and women in your community.
Well, the thing about credit unions, I'm a big fan of local banks. I'm going to be local banks. The local banker that's going to be at your Chamber of Commerce event that's going to be held accountable to a higher standard. So I like the small local bankers. Small. Notice what I say, maybe under $2 billion in assets. And I like credit unions because they're both going to be held accountable to a higher standard because they're going to see you at the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to see you at the supermarket. They live in your community. I'm a big fan of credit unions. The credit unions, you know the person that's worked there for 20 years. They don't take big chances. They don't take big risks financially. Therefore, they're financially very stable, and they're very, I would say, accommodating to the average member. They have members, not customers. Yeah. The challenge I have with credit unions, because I do a lot of business with credit unions where we fund their home loans, is sometimes they're not as aggressive in communication to their members, so members or consumers don't know they offer that particular product, whereas the financial institutions are very aggressive in letting you know what they do. And so that would be the one concern I have. But, yeah, credit unions, you're going to go to the teller that's been working there for 10-plus years, or at least two of the three tellers, and they're going to know your name. You know, talking about the old Cheers adage, go somewhere where they know your name, they definitely will. I'm a big fan of credit unions. I'm a big fan of small banks, small local banks, because they're held accountable to a higher standard because you see them in the community.
If you go to AFLOANS, AFFLOANS.com, you may learn a lot about the philosophy of this company, which is basically connected to people understanding themselves. In other words, you, as I read through this, you think that if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. It's sort of the yin and the yang theory, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a TV show that we host here locally called Out of the Rough, and Out of the Rough is all about helping bringing businesses to consumers that can explain to the consumer how to get out of the rough and into success. And I believe, Doug, if you do that, it doesn't matter what business you're in. You could be in any business in this great country. If you try to help, help up instead of a handout. If you try to show someone how to do it better, the American consumer and the American spirit will do that. And I think that if businesses embrace that, they will be successful. And I think that they have. I think the local businesses have figured that out without bailout money and without the perks that come with the federal government because they haven't gotten anything. And so I believe if you do that in business, you're going to be very successful. And if you do that in anything in life, I mean, you do that with charity. If you do that, you know, you could be a movie star. And if you give back and encourage people, it's always positive. And I think that needs to be the message in this economy, a different kind of hope, not a hope that you're just hoping to hope, a hope where you're helping others be better at whatever it is they want to be.
Yeah. Well, that's a great philosophy, and it obviously works as maybe something that we ought to be, all of us, more focused on. Thanks for being here. Fred Arnold's website is affloans.com, AFFLOANS. It may be that because of the way he does business, you might be able to find a mortgage. You're looking for something. Roberta, here's an idea for you, affloans.com.
I've already gone on their website. What I like about their website is that they've got a whole bunch of videos and also of podcasts of different things you can listen to that seem to be extremely informative. In fact, there's one podcast I'm going to listen to later today.
There you go. All right, Fred, you apparently made an impression. Thanks for being here. Fred Arnold from affloans.com. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with his the daily dose of medical information, medical research he's done between today and yesterday when he was here before.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. The biggest blockbusters this summer had one common theme, 3D. And from the cinema to home theaters, without question, this digital trend increases your audiovisual experience. The most recent advancement to 3D allows viewers to capture, upload, and view 3D video right from their mobile device. Sprint even shot a YouTube video in 3D called Bubble Mania. Here's consumer electronics journalist Gordon Meyer to talk about 3D.
Well, 3D technology is really gaining momentum with mobile users, especially with faster speeds like those from Sprint's 4G network. Now it's easier than ever for people to create their own 3D content. In fact, amateurs and professionals alike are already using inexpensive devices like the HTC Evo 3D and use 3D as an actual storytelling technique, not just a gimmick.
Visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm, so she's all about the numbers. Lately, she's been looking for a way to give her business a boost, so she signed up for email marketing from ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact is the easy, affordable way to drive business, generate referrals, and let people share your message on social media for as low as $15 a month. And Louise? In no time, her phone was ringing off the hook with more opportunities than she could count. Well, actually, she could, because she's an accountant. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Be a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, has some good news for those of us who promote raw milk. Finally, some verification or validation, Ken.
Out of the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, Doug, just out, children who drink raw milk are less likely to develop asthma and allergies than those who stick to the safer pasteurized version. It seems that there are certain milk proteins that are destroyed by heat, could be helpful to children's developing immune systems, but your friends at the U.S. government researchers, they're saying consumption of unpasteurized milk, cheese, and yogurt can be dangerous.
All right. Of course, that's what they say, because they're interested in promoting the big dairies, the big industry, the big, you know, the conglomerates, the agribusinesses that control all of this. One of the things you said in there, you go back to the beginning of the report for a second. Read the first sentence, would you?
Well,
again,
raw milk, less likely to develop asthma and allergies than those who stick to the safer pasteurized version.
Safer pasteurized. Where does it say raw milk that is developed and sold for raw milk to be sold to the public as raw milk is far safer than the stuff that is normally sent to the dairies to be pasteurized. That's all part
of
the scam.
Well, it's interesting. This study coming out was immediately countered by something that was put out by the U.S. government, the CDC.
All right. And a quick note on laughter.
Definitely the best medicine, and this is out of the medical journal, Proceedings of the Royal Society B, but two important points from the study. Only laughter that worked was relaxed, unforced laughter that creases the eyes, and it's more important that you be...
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After the hour now, this song, it makes me want to go yuck.
You say this every single time.
So why do we even play it? I don't. Would you send a
because it was
email.
A big hit.
No, it makes me puke.
Okay.
It's disgusting. This song is Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow, who played father and daughter in this movie called Duets, and they're singing the song as if they were lovers. It's just putrid.
And how do you really feel about
it's
it, Doug?
Putrid. Gross. So dump it.
Yeah, that's funny. It's a good song.
No, but if you understand the context that it is in the movie.
Sure, yeah, I understand that. I just don't care.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Do you agree with me, Chuck, or not?
Well, define your problem.
The problem is that the people who are in this song, Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow, play father and daughter in the movie. And this is a love song. Cruisin' from the movie Duets is a love song, and they're singing it to each other as if they were lovers. It's gross. Putrid. Ugh.
You anyway. Are hilarious, Doug.
I wouldn't have massive anger, but yeah, I side with Doug on this one.
Thank you very much.
There's Chucker, who validates my point of view. That's what I want. All I need in life is validation. You understand that, Roberta, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to the
That's why
contest.
You have us here, so we can say yes, boss.
Yes, yes, boss. Yes, boss. Yes, sir. Yeah, isn't that what they say to Gibbs all the time on NCIS?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, boss. Right?
That's it.
Okay, all right. So let's get to today's contest. This is a movie that was number one during this week in the year 2000, so not that far out of our recollection circle. Let's have the first audio clue, Richie.
I am a golden guy!
Don't know it.
Ooh.
Nah. Well, you only got one cue. Have you got any hints there, Chucker?
No, another clue.
Next clue, Richie.
You're going to be a true journalist. No, rock journalist. You first never get paid much. But you will get free records from the record company.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't give it away, Roberto.
I don't have it. I now have it. Chucker, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Very good movie.
Okay, last clue.
We come off like amateurs. Some average band trying to come to grips with success. Jealous and fighting and breaking up. We're buffoons. Rock and roll can save the world. The chicks are great.
This is like the story of the average white band. 800-510-8255. So the rules are simple. You know what the name of the movie is? You'll call us right now. We'll give you a swell prize if you're the first person with the right answer, and you have not won before on Movie Moments. Trucker has movie news right after this on Good Day.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm, so she's all about the numbers. Lately, she's been looking for a way to give her business a boost, so she signed up for email marketing from ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact is the easy, affordable way to drive business, generate referrals, and let people share your message on social media for as low as $15 a month. And Louise, in no time, her phone was ringing off the hook with more opportunities than she could count. Well, actually, she could, because she's an accountant. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
All right, Chucker, movie news. What do you have?
I thought this was an interesting story, Doug. According to reports, Paramount Pictures reportedly in the process of converting their 1986 Tom Cruise blockbuster Top Gun into the 3D process and then re-releasing it in the theaters next April. Now, James Cameron has already done this to his mega hit Titanic, converting it into 3D over the last year. That will be released early next year. And Disney's re-releasing its Lion King, which is animation, this Friday, into theaters in 3D. I have a feeling this is going to be the new idea in Hollywood, and if it hits, you're going to see a lot of this stuff done in the next few years.
All right, Dennis, what's the name of the movie?
Almost Famous.
That is correct. Number one movie this week in 2000. You get the prize here. Hold on.